It's called Before I Die. It's a kind of interactive mural project that asks people to fill in the blank. Before I die,
I wrote, I want to see the Cubs win the World Series.
I wrote, get Turner's replacement, because our dog, we had to put him down last fall. Had him for 13 years, and I miss him.
Before I die, I want to see a kinder world.
I wrote, I would like to buy Warren Buffett breakfast at the Pine Cone Cafe here in Land O'Lakes. I invited him to join me tomorrow morning. I haven't heard from him, so I assume he's going to be here.
I just wrote, before I die, I hope to make a difference.
These kinds of things we think about maybe in our head, but we don't often really write that down or have a chance to state that anywhere. This gives you the opportunity to say it.
Wendy Poalis is program director for Land O'Lakes Area Artisans, or LOLA. She explains that the wall is based on a template created by a New Orleans artist who wanted to put a positive spin on neighborhood graffiti. The idea spread, and now there have been almost 500 Before I Die walls built around the world in at least 65 countries.
I was approached by a resident here in Land O'Lakes who had seen the project and thought it would be a perfect fit for our community. And I said, yes, absolutely, this is something LOLA wants to do. It's going to be up 24/7. The chalk is there for anyone to write whatever they want.
The first day after the wall was installed, and it was already drawing a crowd and dozens of responses, Judy Chalid says she likes seeing the variety in what people write.
It's fun. It's fun to see the real personal ones. It's fun to see the humorous ones. Some are places people want to go or they haven't been. They're just great.
Once all the space on the chalkboard has been filled up, it can be wiped down for a blank slate. The project will continue in downtown Land O'Lakes until Labor Day. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.